God. In the name of God. Lesson 3, Psychoanalytical Theory in Counseling. Freud believed that the personality was composed of a conscious mind, a preconscious mind, and an unconscious mind. The conscious mind has knowledge of what is happening in the present. The unconscious mind has hidden memories or experiences. The preconscious mind contains information from both of them. The personality in a psychoanalytical view has three systems. The id is part of the unconscious. The id is the tendency of an individual to move toward pleasure and away from pain. The id does not understand right or wrong. It is not rational. It contains the most basic instincts. The ego is developed gradually. It acts in the conscious mind and in the preconscious mind. It controls wishes and desires. The ego is the site of the ability to interact with the outside world with appropriate activities. The superego sets the ideal standards for the individual. The superego rewards the individual for following parental and societal rules. Guilt is produced when a person ignores the rules of the superego. Defense mechanisms. In Freud's view, there are mechanisms that protect the person against anxiety. He considered them normal, but they should not be overused. The most important defense mechanisms include repression, remove any undesirable thoughts and feelings from the conscious. Projection, to attribute your own undesirable emotions and traits to another individual. Reaction formation, to express the opposite emotion. Displacement, to replace dangerous or inappropriate goals with safer goals. Role of the counselor. Therapy makes the unconscious conscious and corrects shortcomings of the child's early connection to the parent. The counselor gives the client a sense of safety and acceptance. The client freely speaks about difficult experiences from their past and gains insights. The counselor is an expert who interprets unresolved issues for the client. The counselor helps the client adjust to the demands of work, intimacy, and society. Techniques. Psychoanalysts apply techniques including 1. Free association is a process where the client verbalizes any thoughts that is coming to his/her mind without censorship. 2. Dream analysis is a process where the client relates their dreams to the counselor, and the counselor interprets their content and the hidden meanings of them. 3. Analysis of resistance is a process where the counselor helps the client to gain insight into what causes his/her hesitation of therapy. 4. Analysis of transference is a process where the client is encouraged to attribute to counselor those issues that have caused difficulties with his/her parents. The counselor helps the client to gain insight by expressing the conflicts and feelings. The end.